Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Ooh. Okay.
Scare me.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian, the Paranormal, and Hollywood, Tony P. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
That never gets old. Welcome aboard. Sorry we're a day late and a dollar short, but the dentist's wife had a baby, and it led to a lot of scheduling conflicts. Welcome aboard, everyone. I'm Hollywood Tony P. And ladies and gentlemen, on the line with me is the eternal emergence of the returning retergent, Mark the Arc.
Thank you. And just, Tony, just to tell you, I'm monitoring everything you're doing. I want to tell you exactly at what time your dentist's wife had her baby. At 2:30.
2:30. 2:30. And it probably did. What have you been doing since the last time? How is the biblical epic going?
Biblically. Are you going to go on with your... Okay. I guess you're turning it to me.
No, I'm not turning it to you. I'm just asking you how you're doing. I'll go on with the opening here in a second. But.
Just swell. This is the most fun I'm ever having. Now, again, I am on the bridge of the USS Arcturus, about several kilometers above our spinning planet. I almost said yours. And I will stay on the line as long as duty permits.
All right, good. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mark the Arcturian is back, and here we are at Paradox Part 3. Now, we've discussed in the last two sections about the reality and what we're in is today's furthering topic, but we've discussed about how we are new here. This is a new reality. We came here after the spinning loop. We're in a reality where time travel isn't possible. We discussed all the hierarchies and groups of beings that currently run and exist in reality and the hierarchy of those things, how it goes. We've also discussed slightly about the armada that they sent when the pyramid on Mars was destroyed by the Anunnaki or however that happened. And so the scout ship of those people sent by the Galactic Federation has already got here, is here, fixed the pyramid, so more should be coming. And for those of you who don't know, the Earth, because it wasn't unanimous, did not decide to accept the gracious invitation into the Galactic Federation. And of course, it wasn't going to be unanimous because, I don't know, that's America, Jack.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's known as the most dysfunctional planet in the entire system. And just as Australia was Britain's prison planet, that's where Earth was. They're not offered a place in the Federation. This is the dumping grounds. Go ahead.
Absolutely right, which leads into what we're going to be talking about tonight, quarantine from the Alliance. We're talking about the human zoo. We're talking about reality as it's presented to us. And me and Mark had a conversation today, or no, it was yesterday, about this general idea of if we are in an altered reality that is being played to us, how is it? And that's some interesting concepts as well. So 515-605-9753. That's a very interesting phone number, but we'll say it again. 515-605-9753. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Paradox Part 3 right here on a World Generation Podcast Network, the greatest talk show that will ever be, and the return of Mark Derek Turian. We'll be right back after this. This week in GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions. And it's only Wednesday nights, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Join the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P. The United World Champion, hosting UWA Today, UWA News and Matches, and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live, only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do.
Who leads Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians on their wraps?
We do, we do.
Who holds back the electric car? Who makes the Gutenberg a star? We do, we do.
Who robs Capish of their sight?
Who rigged every Oscar night?
We do.
And Marissa Tomei will attest to the fact that the Stonecutters do all those things. Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I'm on the phone with Mark the Arcturian, and we are here from Earth. Or is it Earth, or what is it? That's the idea we're talking about today, because we know that a lot exists outside of us, the fact that things are going on without us knowing. And I just said that because the Earth decided not to join the Galactic Federation, you won't know anything else. And it's a shame, really. Mark, what do you think is actually happening? What is this reality? How can you sum that up? Can you sum that up?
Yes, and first we have to get this straight. It's blue cheese. Blue cheese. It's not green cheese. The moon is blue cheese. You hear what I'm saying?
It's blue cheese?
Yeah, and if you start walking around thinking, everyone's been walking around thinking the moon's made of green cheese. So if you start on the wrong postulate and then extrapolate off green cheese, Earth is what you get. So it's blue cheese. And all we have to do is go back and change that one word, wherever that started, and change it to blue, and we'll have a perfect world. So you've got to start on the right postulate, or else every extrapolation will be incorrect. And correct me, forgive me, it has been, like you said, it's been a long time since we did a check-in. Is it three bong hits or two, the requirement for co-hosting?
I lost track in April, the excitement. You know, was it three or was it only two? And did I feel lucky? Well, do you? Punk.
You need to get closer to your microphone, first of all.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, well,
and now. So you're saying you could go back and change blue cheese to green cheese or green cheese? I thought there was no way of going back.
Not anymore, but there used to be.
Until we trap them here where time travel is impossible, because then they go back and they want to start another plague, and we just go back before it and stop them, and then they go back farther, and then we go back farther than that. It was an endless cycle. And they didn't have the tech to extrapolate all the things that were going to happen from their one little change. Anyways, the only way to do
here's how I think it played out. I think that, they may have had good intentions to go back to try to get a sample of the Spanish flu or whatever, and they brought it back and it mutated it, and that's why the billions died. But because time travel wasn't possible, they weren't able to do that. That's how I kind of think along those same lines. But even then, we were talking that there are people trapped right now out of time. There are people in every time period because time travel was possible, so it is possible till time ends. So people were using it, and there are some people, probably tourists, probably just Joe and Bob Willikers trapped in the past,
of course,
facing mere images that were not their own.
Sure, or trapped here because they came for a visit and got stuck here. And just anybody listening, I was the one who told Tony Teen to get the Philadelphia experiment, which was the USS Eldridge. They sent a battleship back to 1916-17, where the emergence of the Spanish flu from the Kansas farmer, really was from a chicken, in Kansas, who, when they made the call to go out on the boat to Normandy, I believe, it was just an incubation period and it spread all over. But here's an I didn't even say this. Yeah, they went back to get a sample of the Spanish flu. What if they actually went back and tried to eliminate the race first and brought back a sample of the flu and left it there?
Oh, because they were bringing it with them, and then that's why they started the flu. They started the Spanish flu because they brought it back to the past.
Right. So they didn't have
the flu they had with them was from the past flu. So how is that possible if they were the ones who started it? Well, it's easy, children.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, it's all time travel is mostly lateral, and it's all about hopping from the folded time and space that goes round and round, when they intersect, hopping the current and taking it to the next one, but it's mostly lateral. But how could that be? Well, because that's how it was, because in the reality in which we had Spanish flu or whatever, they had a little version of it, and they went back in time, and when they went back in time, they were no longer in their reality, so they must have went to a reality where there was no Spanish flu. They went back to the past, gave them the Spanish flu. See, they are not, when they go back in time, they're not going back into their past. Their past, they're going back into a separate reality's past, because as John Titor, the master of time travel, said, and has always said, that once you time travel or even universal shift or any of it, you are no longer, you can never return to your original reality, which means that where you go is a different reality in which you started.
Butterfly effect,
Mark.
Baby. I just said butterfly effect. It's like Ross, Dress for Less. It's never the same store twice.
They fish through the garbage, I swear. Like they go to places and fish through dumpsters for the thrown out pants and jeans and things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's Marshalls and Kohl's. And we're not talking about that. But if you want to talk to us, you can call 515-605-9753 right here on the greatest talk show that will ever be. And, of course, we're with Mark the Arcturian. So I asked a question before the break about what is reality, and you said that the moon is cheese.
Well, okay. So there's a lot of chatter about an alternate reality that we're in. Right after we spoke yesterday, I went up to hear Ron Johnson, and he's saying, this isn't the year 2023. I'm like in the future. And he knows that he's like in the future, but being shown this place. So we've started, I couldn't say it's not because of what we, the work we've done for the last 10 years. It's spread. And so unlike the Matrix, where people think it's in a hard drive, there's no actual physical machine that's projecting this like the holodeck. It's thought energy. It's a pattern. You could say we're all thoughts in the mind of the creator, whatever that is for you. Somebody is having a thought, and I'm in it. Everything's already happened because, to one, no time can exist. You must have 2 points to measure linear time, and ultimately one is all that exists. So time, as we think of it, already ended. We are walking through it. Remember Arcturian quantum philosophy that time is an invention of the creator itself to keep everything from appearing to happen all at once, which it does. I mean, did. I mean, is, whichever you want to say. So it's all happened at once. It's already done. So predicting the future? No. I did a little clip where I my opening screen was the Mayans, Jesus, Edgar Cayce, the Hopi. As far as I know, none of them ever lived to see their prophecies. I'm the only one who lived to see his prophecies come true. And then I showed a couple, you know, why is it whatever Mark the Arcturian says comes to pass? I'm not predicting the future, as we all know. In a future, the only way to predict a future that's already happened is to
remember it.
Remember it. Remember it. So I cheated. I just remembered what was going to happen. And this is a time of no time. The linear past, present, future, it doesn't, it's not a river like that. We know it's Einstein used to drill it in them. He used to yell at me. Spatial relation. You know, you and I were doing the back and forward line, linear. And he's yelling at me. Spatial relation. So then there's this globe, you in the middle, and that's where you can do the paperclip routine. So, which is hopping to another timeline, which stop trying to change the timeline you're in. You can't. It's already happened. You can't change the past. You can't change the future because it's already happened. We're walking through it. You can change. I can only change how I look at it. The actions are going to be the same.
Mark, you can, because remember, we are writing the past now in the present through the future, because as we know, the current reality in which we're in is being projected, or we're living in, we know it's not 2023, and the concept of your friend that they're finally catching on is great. They're years and years behind, but that's good. So since we're years and years ahead, I can tell everybody out there there's a lot of good stuff coming up, but it blows your mind. But I forget where I was going with that. Okay, never mind.
That's okay, because recall, you can't change
the future. Okay, so since we go to the end of time all the way and then it goes back to the beginning of time again, any of our actions that we are doing, since we are all, whoever's out there and the humans that exist, are here in whatever simulation this is, till the then we go back, because we're living in – a repeat, right? Mark said it. Everything has happened before. The reality they're showing us, we're just reliving it. So we're reliving the past, right? So when we go to the future, we end up going back to the past. We don't go back to now. We go back to the past that we are living currently. So we go back to that past. Therefore, we are, even though we're in the present now, we are doing things first. And the past is doing things after us. The future is the past is in the future.
Yeah, if you go to the past, that's still your future.
Always. It's always recording. Your discs are always recording, and it's always moving forward, whether you think of it as not. But the thread is still a thread, no matter how many back stitches. It's still one long piece, and it's still moving forward, forward to it. So the key is we are it. We have to be it. We are the needle. The needle is what is pulling forward, and we now are pulling forward. So that it makes it like that's what I was going to say. Is it easier to believe that you can create, you think of a thought and you can create the reality and make somebody a pin thing happen in this and you're an all power? Or is it maybe a little more easier to believe that, hey, this has happened before and I'm just remembering this remembered to remember? You know, it's like, yes, you are all powerful and you are doing that in a sense, but a lot of it is also just a memory.
It's all a memory. We're walking through a memory. Remember, time, linear time, past, present, future is an invention to keep everything from appearing to happen all at once, which it already did. So you can't change the future that's already happened, but you can go sideways to a multiverse where the conditions you seek already exist. There's nothing's chaos, nothing's random in a chaos universe, only inevitable. So the paperclip, the deja vu, that...
The overlap.
I finally realized what's happening with the deja vu. It's not the cat walking by or a glitch in the matrix like we – that's the only explanation everybody thinks of. When you change one thing in a timeline, it doesn't change everything. There are still some scenes which are exactly alike. So that's when you think I've been here before, because it's almost exactly like the last time you did it, because everything cinched up so it's like the same. Nothing changed in that scene. That's when you can go sideways and continue on the timeline that you seek with everything that you want is already in it. You can go sideways. You can't go backwards and forwards, but this sideways is the deja vu where two timelines overlap so closely it looks like the last one. And there are very few, because when you change one thing, only one thing is changed during the entire timeline. It could be, I don't want to say that one, but whether you married your childhood sweetheart or the one in college, one change, which will have ripple effect. So, butterfly effect, man.
And it's the idea of if there's something was supposed to happen and you don't do it, are you changing something, or the simple fact that you didn't do it should mean that whatever that future was is wrong, because that's not what happened. And that's why
All right.
Didn't do it, right? Because everything and we know that the entire span of reality is contingent on every being receiving, and this is because the universe, the creator, the being that everything is, the memory in which you're in, cares about you. And so it wants every possible outcome of your life to be the best possible outcome, even though you might have robbed the bank. Unfortunately, you're a bad person and you robbed a bank and you got sent to jail. Okay, best possible outcome for you. You are going to get the best possible outcome. If 20 years is the best possible outcome, then you know that's the best possible outcome. You could have got 100 years. You could have got attempted murder. You could have got the chair, you know? So it's understanding the idea of that, but it's also now understanding the idea that it is not possible. So anything that you think, right, we brought a history with us when we got here. We were on the ride. It was going round and round and round, faster and faster and faster, and the only way was to jump off. We jumped off in a place where there was no ride. There was no carnival. There was no Ferris wheel, and there was nowhere for us to start the ride. And thus... as I've said before, and when the aliens, since there's no humans on Earth, right, it's an empty planet, the dinosaurs are gone because, of course, there was the asteroid or whatever killed the dinosaurs. But any alien race that landed or had contact with Earth, and we know of three, I'm sure with the Anunnaki there's more, but the three are, of course, the Dropas. And if there were no Asians for them to mingle with, there would be no Asians, no no monkeys or whatever. And or the Anunnaki, which were the operators of the portals back and forth. And there's that whole story, for anybody out there, I would say understand and learn it a little bit, because it's very interesting, because it tells you the goings on of the other side of reality, of existence. There's a different, you know, because we're on the outside, where, you know, we know we're far away, because they only had a portal and they had to send a large amounts of ship coming here. And again, you know, the big ship with all the people is not going to be as fast as the ships going in front of them. So we're going to get the scout ships coming, and that's what
The Last Jedi. I remember that.
Well, but the question is that Roswell, right, and back that far was when that was the first scout ship of the armada that's coming, not to take us over, but just to protect the, you know, whatever, Earth or whatever. But if Roswell was the first that crashed, right, the first of these beings, and then there would have been another one after them, and another one, and another one,
right,
and so forth, depending on which, and it probably would have been a bunch of different species, not just the same alien, right? But they, far away, would have been aware of us. How? Because beaming things into space, you know, radio waves and signals. And unfortunately, Hitler's the first TV signal sent into space. So it's a very interesting thing. They might think humans are, but they thought enough about us to invite us into the Galactic Federation, Mark. I mean, that says something, right? They've seen our movies and how we deal with aliens. They're still willing.
Yeah,
that means that we're
aliens,
in trouble.
Yeah, that makes sense, because if the first waves they saw were of Hitler, and that's what they're emulating right now in human form on Earth, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I don't know if you discarded what I said, but the Roswell ship in 1947 was not an extraterrestrial, was a tourist, as a matter of fact, from our future, from Earth, after the nuclear war, which starts Friday, I think. It's next week. I think it's next Monday. And the radiation, et cetera, about 2,500, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right, 2,500 years from now. Past you in 4,000, past me in 2153. And that's what we look like. Some descendant of a human is the Roswell, which is not an alien, which is one of our futuristic humanoids visiting a tourist. He just came back to look. So that's not an alien either, as far as extraterrestrial goes.
Okay, fair enough.
It's not a he or a she. It's an it. It's us in 2,500 years. Okay.
Okay, so, Mark, before you get on that, we're going to take our break. We're going to take our smoke break. Hold on to that thought, okay? We're going to come back in about 5 minutes, and we're going to continue talking about idea of reality, and Mark has a thought, so he'll why don't you send us out to smoke break with your thoughts?
I have very few thoughts. In fact, you only think you can think. So if you think we'll be back, or we won't, you're right. I'm Mark D'Arturia.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Women go and men follow. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. From a man in Brussels, he was
remember. Time Mr. and Mrs. Dickens planted the first apple tree here at the Dickens Orchard. Mr. Dickens said he would press no cider before the fruit was ripened to absolute perfection. Then it happened. That old orchard yielded the juiciest, most delicious apples we ever did see. That was 50 years ago. That was the first time I ever had a Dickens cider. I'll never forget that first Dickens cider. I was 17 and like Dorothy was 16. I think that was Dorothy's first Dickens cider, too.
I start every day with a Dickens cider. At breakfast or later in the day, a Dickens cider is the perfect pick-me-up.
My first Dickens cider? Geez, I remember hearing how great a Dickens cider was before I actually had one. It was an old friend that let me have a Dickens cider. I was so excited with anticipation, I'd spilled it all over me.
The other day, my husband's friend asked him why we both seem so healthy and happy all the time. He told him, easy, my wife doesn't let me go a day without a Dickens cider. And she enjoys the rejuvenating effects of a wholesome, delicious Dickens cider, too. Dickens cider.
Dickens cider.
Everybody loves a Dickens cider.
This week in GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions. And it's only Wednesday nights right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Hollywood's hosted. Welcome back to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I'm Hollywood Tony P, and joined on the phone by Mark, the Arcturian. Ah, nice Dickens cider.
Yes, yes, I love it. The Dickens Apple Orchard, right up here on Apple Hill, best cider in town.
Yeah, so there you go. And tomorrow night is, of course, this week in GTA, and so you should... check that out for a lot of tips and tricks. And then Thursday night, UWA today. And then next Tuesday, we're going to do this again because Monday, because of the reschedule of the dentist's child. So on that note, let's get back to where we were, where we are. So everybody seems to agree, Mark, that we are not in the year 2022. Where we are or when we are is up for debate. Now, what do you think?
Well,
now, I know that the idea of quarantine is probably good, but even though we're so far away, it's kind of like it's not really a quarantine. It's just a forced quarantine. There was no way to get to us. I don't know about that. But then again, like you said, or if it's the human zoo where we are, whatever the simulation we're in, right? Even though we're in the newsreel right now, we're living it out, we're playing it out, but we're in the year, say 4,000 or whatever year we're in. Now, are there beings in the year 4,000 watching us recreate the year 2022 in that year? Are we? It would be a television show in essence. I mean, if Earth and us is a virtual reality or some kind of fictional hologram or something like that, but the humans are real, you would want to, you know, watch it, right? South Park did an episode about that, about how, you know, Earth was the universe's favorite reality show. And I think we're doing good, right? In our, how many seasons? 5,000?
Yeah, now in its 5,000th season. That's pretty funny. 5,136.
season.
Right. And anybody out there know what that number is? Because Mark does and I do. Ding, ding, ding. Sorry, Mark, what was that number?
That would be the length of a long count Mayan cycle of 5,125.36 years times 5 equals 25,627 year precession of the equinoxes, which the Mayan stone showed depicted even more precise than our computers today, even though they didn't have a telescope. Yeah, so tell me they didn't have outside help. So where we are, if you want to talk about the perception that it's a created universe or what have you, that's fine, but it's still all thought patterns. It's energy. So in every timeline, there's only – every action, there's only two versions. You do it, you don't do it. You go to town or you don't go to town. Every time I take – drive from here to go to town, there's two versions, one where I make it to town and one where I don't.
That's it. There's no other one. There's only two, and so, we've discussed that. So good.
Yeah, and because what we boiled down of multiple hundreds of 5,000s of time, 50,000 times around, the least number of times you could do this and get it right would be three. One the first time, then you need a comparison. Then you know the right one the third time. That's triangulation. Now, there are, you know, there's thousands of variations. Got that. But the lowest.
But there's only three root.
So you make it, you don't make it, and then what's left? So we've used up every single possibility of what you're looking at on the newsreels, and you keep saying Earth 2022. It's, I believe we're watching 2023.
I'm a couple episodes behind. It must still be 22.
Right. That's all right. Because a lot of people would say the experiment failed again. I mean, that used to be a popular cliche. The experiment failed again. Not so. If our purpose was to create the most messed up extrapolation of an incorrect postulate, the experiment is a total success. Because it doesn't get any worse than Earth looks right now in Earth 2023. They're about to go to nuclear war. Every single person on the Earth now can be reached by some radio frequency, laser beam, directed energy weapon, nuclear bomb. They could take out the entire country by tomorrow morning without even setting off a bomb. And you know, it's exactly what the way it went down in Atlantis. We got way too ahead of ourselves. We tried to control the weather, and oops, the water. And it's a good thing that you don't remember Atlantis, because you wouldn't be sitting here listening to this. You would be getting your raft. You'd be getting your scuba gear, because it's a lot of water, and it's happening again. Another 12,800 years, and here we are on the precipice, ready to do our little shake and bake again. So what we're looking at, I'm looking at in Earth 2023, is a world that's turned on itself, and the only possible ending for this is total destruction. Mankind, there are those who all they want is more, and they want figure out ways to get more, how to take more. And they'll stop at nothing as long as it leads to more. I mean, you look at Jeff Bezos or Gates or my Uncle Warren Buffett. How much more do they need? But it's a sickness. Man's greed knows no boundaries. So I'm afraid Noah was right that man is the problem here. We have broken every rule of brother against brother, even unto the death. And so that's why I had this in my head, and I kept saying it, so I heard it. Stay out of their – my instructions, stay out of their way this time. Remember last time you went back, you tried to tell them? Gosh, they crucified you. But a bum ching. So stay out of – this time, different. Stay out of their way. they'll kill each other off. Self-fulfilling prophecy, the meek inherit the earth. And the only ones that are left are those that love God, love the Creator, follow the old ways. I don't care, the Great Spirit. That's all that's left, just as it says in the Hopi prophecy, the Hopi prophecy. I say Hopi because somebody always says, it's Hopi, but it's radio, so nobody can heckle me here. So only those who follow the old way, and I have to say, on the verge of, which I do want to talk about, are we going till the top of this hour, I take it, Mr. Hollywood?
Top of the hour, and then archive for as long
okay.
as necessary.
That's what I thought. I just want to give a five-minute soliloquy on the East Palestine Chernobyl nuked disaster where the entire Midwest is now poisoned. As you recall from my very first film, 2012, A to Z, everything you always wanted to know about 2012 but didn't know who to ask, the Cree, which is another Native American tribe, had a prophecy, the Cree prophecy. Only after the last tree has been cut, the last fish has been caught, and the last stream poisoned, will man realize he cannot eat money. Or as said in the fantastic number one show, 1883, the Native American says, white man, whatever you want to say, at this point it's humans, are like the wolf. They attack everything and kill everything until nothing is left except the wolf. Then they kill each other until nothing is left. And the land is returned again. It's the only way this ends. There's no other way to repair this. So it's a complete success because you got to tear down the old system. There's this system here on Earth which hasn't worked for thousands of years, no matter what they tried, because they're all greedy. And if there's a system there, but you want to install a new system, like if you want to go build a hotel, but there's a old building there, what do you got to do?
Knock it down,
tear it down,
renovate it.
Yeah, you got to knock it down. And that's what we're looking at. And we all knew this was coming. It's in every prophecy. It's going to be torn down. But I just did not know it would sicken my stomach to see this. And the humans that have lost their mind, they're not human beings anymore. The East Palestine railway cars that were derailed, there's also a Netflix movie, I don't know if you heard this, Tony, called White Noise. It was put out in last year. It's about a railway car carrying hazardous materials, which derails, guess where? East Palestine, Ohio. It's right. I mean, it's like they used the script. Some of the people in the film are the ones that they're showing on television saying, I was in the movie, and this is right out of the movie. So if it's
whoever wrote it, they just remembered it was going to happen there. They remembered the name of the town from the last time.
Exactly. Right.
Whoever wrote that movie. But that's interesting because that's proof right there that somebody caught it. They remembered what was coming and they wrote it instead of it being there. 515-605-9753. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back and we'll finish it out with Mark Derrickturian right here on the greatest talk show that will ever be rebuffed.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
To the greatest talk show that will ever be, Paradox Part 3, What is Reality? Join us next week as I think we're going to, I want to focus on the multiple versions of universes, because you said there's, you know, only two choices and then there's the control. And I was thinking the other day how, you know, there are only three realities that currently exist and then offshoots of each one. One of them is the control one, how it happened, and then we're doing it a second time. But the other two, for me, it's the mirror, the right and the left. And for some reason, the right, you know, when we have problems, we hop from one to the other. But one of them is the mirror broke. So we're only in the left. We're stuck in the mirror. So there's the control and in the mirror, and then the offshoots. But we'll talk about that universal travel and probably shifting next week. But, Mark, you said you wanted 5 minutes, yes?
Well, yeah.
Well, hold on. Wait. Is that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay, five minutes for Mark. Timer starts now.
Boy, I was kind of expecting the Chipmunks to start singing any minute. As a lot of you know, I'm speaking to you from the bridge of the USS Arcturus, and from up here I have quite the view of the whole picture. You got to pull back sometimes. Getting in too close, I'm distracted by this, that, the world of 10,000 things and commercials. And it's all bread and circus, dog and pony show. The entire world is static to get your mind on it, your attention on it, which means your attention is not on your journey, your spiritual talk, however you want to put that. So I have to address what I see going on, and it's governments turning on their own people. People in America don't see it because it's not covered. If you look on the internet and you look at Holland, Netherlands, France, Germany, Sri Lanka just imploded because they can't use chemical fertilizers. And it's a microcosm of what they're doing everywhere. And they want to control all the food and the plant explosion. So East Palestine was not an accident. This is Code Red, DEFCON 1. They realized, and Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum calls it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Now, his father was the director of the Atomic Weapons Division of the Third Reich in Germany. And Klaus Schwab is his son, who is the protege of Henry Kissinger and started the World Leaders Forum in 1971 under the direction of Henry Kissinger. And like father, like son, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum helped South America build their six nuclear bombs. Well, now they have their 137 out of 137 countries have signed on with them. So governments turning on their own people because they want to own everything. Again, you can't put these people in power of anything. So I don't have to tell you, they're obviously pulling the plug. Really quick, they're getting blatant.
But they realize this time they don't have to build concentration camps, Tony. We bring the gas chamber to you. You heard about the East Palestine, but the next day in Florida, a planter factory blew up, burning tens of thousands of plastic planters. Vinyl chloride, again, they love that. Did they evacuate the area? Nope. A bomb just blew up in Miami, and they're going, they want to sink Florida. I don't have to tell you why. An explosion in Miami killing two people. I have the clip of that if you look at your monitors right now. The truck in Tucson, right after East Palestine, a truck carrying nitric acid, they tipped it over on the center of the freeway in Tucson. Okay, and they told people to just stay in place, shelter in your house, turn off your air conditioning and your heater, anything that brings in air from the outside. So no air for you. So let's talk about this train, this Norfolk Southern. As you probably most of you know by now, or maybe you know, Tony, that this train that went through and derailed in East Palestine was not designated as carrying hazardous materials. It was green-lighted by Washington and their train deals, so they didn't have to spend extra money on the emergency brakes. The chemicals on the train were not random. They took the formula for 50,000 gallons or 500 tons of phosgene gas, mustard gas, and shipped it part and parcel. In other words, the recipe for this phosgene gas, let's say 3 cars vinyl chloride, 1 car butyl acrylate, 1 car ethyl acrylate, hydrochloric, and to be mixed en masse on site in Ohio. How do you do this? Easy peasy. You just ship it to the reddest, yes, that's yet another smokescreen, the center of Ohio, derail the train, and wah-boom! Why there, you ask? That's easy. Easy, simple again. The most bang for their buck. Smack dab on the Ohio River, where it's now affecting every state. That's right. Moving at 1 mile. Is that my 3-minute timer?
That's 5 minutes.
Okay. 1 mile per hour. These toxins, it's phosgene gas. It's going in. It's moving at 1 mile per hour down the Ohio River, successfully killing all the fish, wildlife, as has already Canada, what KJP likes to call it, 20 tons of fish dead by the Canadian government. Germany poisoned their river, killing 50 tons of fish, so you can't feed yourself when they pull the plug. So next, you simply derail the train, which was supposed to explode and mix on impact, but 5 cars didn't. So as everyone knows, local and state authorities blew up the last 5 cars in a controlled explosion, which is true. It controlled them perfectly, making the phosgene gas, mixing the formula, nuking the entire Midwest, poisoning the Ohio River through West Virginia, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, and Tennessee, until it hits the Mississippi, where it will kill fish, wildlife, humans, all the way to Missouri, Arizona, and Louisiana. It's 200-mile radius now that animals are dropping dead. It's Ontario, Canada got this acid rain, which is sticking to cars. And the kicker, all of this was easy to spot. The exact location was easy to spot from a Chinese spy balloon at 60,000 feet last week, the week before, pinpointing the detonation location for maximum destruction less than 24 hours. If you look at the flight path on February 2nd, it was over the Midwest on the 3rd or 4th, the train derailed in East Palestine. And I didn't see that coming. So you have, I just remembering all this, just like you said, with White Noise available on Netflix, that's my soliloquy, and they're doing it everywhere. So they're just gassing everybody.
All right,
get
good.
The gas,
well,
man.
And the question is then why, and we know why. It's because they're acclimating this planet for their habitation, which of course we know because they are coming. All right, Mark. Well, that is. I think that where we're going to stop for today. Next week, we're going to talk about the other universes, other realities, how to travel there, all about it, and how time travel or the lack thereof stems from it. So, Mr. Arcturian, do you have any closing statements?
Stay out of their way. That's all, because you can't go up against them. They have more drones. They have more everything. So a frontal assault is way long past. Resist not evil. Bless those that curse you, and stay the heck out of their way. Do not be a target. I'm Mark the Arcturian. Thank you, Hollywood, for having me on.
All right.
I'll continue to be in the report.
All right. Mark the Arcturian. Welcome back, Mark. Thank you for coming on. I am Hollywood Tony P. I am the United World Champion. I am your president and, of course, the host of the greatest talk show right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. So thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back next week with universal shifting, parallel of realities, because now we know what reality is. Let's branch off and see what else reality has to offer. Where are we? When are we? That's the question that you need to ask yourself, and you need to come back next Tuesday night because of the dentist baby, and we'll have a few of those answers. Tomorrow night, this week in GTA Today. Sorry. I get them all confused. There's so many shows on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Yeah.
You know, like the page.
Could I make a quick plug? If anyone's interested in time travel, meet me here last Thursday.
Yeah, that's important. All right, guys. So thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you guys next week.
You,
I am Hollywood Tony P. And from Oblivion, we are out of here. See you guys.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5.